one of my favorite quotes of Carrie Chapman Catt was this: progress is calling upon you to act. I'm sorry, right. Progress is calling upon you to make no pause, act. This is one of my favorite quotes from Carrie Chapman Catt, who devoted 33 years of her life to women's suffrage, that is, the right for women to vote, including two terms as the president of the National American Woman Suffrage Association. Catt made this statement after women's suffrage was won in 1920. She realized that even with this victory, action was still needed to advance the status of women in society and politics. I believe that this quote embodies the work of the women being honored here today. They acted, they persisted. In their areas of influence, they effected change. I congratulate the women being inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame, and I am humbled and honored to be among them, as well as the other 172 women that have been inducted since 1975, including Carrie Chapman Catt, who was inducted in that first class in 1975. In my 39 years of work in higher education, I know the importance of developing and supporting and recognizing the contributions of women. I wish to thank the Iowa Commission on the Status of Women, as well as the Department of Human Rights, for their efforts and really hard work to highlight women's heritage and to recognize their contributions to the state of Iowa through this annual ceremony. I also wish to thank Iowa State University and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences for giving me a tremendous opportunity back in 1996 to direct the fledgling then, fledgling as Joni Axel says, Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women in Politics. It is the second oldest university-based center for women in politics in the United States. This opportunity allowed me to parlay my interests and my research on engaging more women in the political process into action through such programs at the Catt Center as Ready to Run Iowa, the Archives of Women's Political Communication, the Women in Iowa Politics Database, the Gender Balance Project, and the Legacy of Heroine Scholarships. When I became director back in 1996, women comprised 18% of the Iowa State Legislature, which ranked us at the time 35th in the nation in women's representation. In 2018, we have a record 35 women serving in the Iowa legislature, a record first set in 2009. However, this still only ranks us 32nd in the nation, with all states with women comprising 23.3%. So that just means that we've gotten better, but other states have surpassed us. However, I have some good news for you. I predict that we will set a new record for women in the state legislature, as we have 78 women. We have 78 women running for on the ballot in November, and the record high before that was 61 set in 2016, so that's quite an increase. In 1996, when I came here, I was one of only six states in the nation that had never elected a woman to Congress. In 2018, Iowa elected its first woman to Congress. Today, only one state, Vermont, has never been represented by a woman in the U.S. Congress. In 1996, Iowa was one of 37 states never to have elected a woman or appointed a woman to govern, elected or appointed. In 2008, Iowa was one of six states in the nation with a woman governor, and the number of states that have never elected a woman governor has dropped to 22. So again, some progress there. Following the 2016 election, record numbers of women have begun running for local, state, and national office. They've acted, motivated by a desire to effect change. With 14 state primaries still to go, a record number of women have advanced to the November election in all areas. We've blasted all records this year. We have a record number of women running already for the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, and for governor. The number of women who have won their primaries for the U.S. House of Representatives is particularly noteworthy. To date, a record 198 women have won their primaries for the U.S. House, with 272 women still in the running. The 198-plus women who will be on the ballot for the U.S. House in November 2018 shatters the previous record of 167 set in 2016. Nevertheless, this progress calls upon us to act until women achieve even greater representation at all levels of government. The progress calls upon us to encourage and support more women to run for political office. Through the work of the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women in Politics, I have enjoyed collaborating with many individuals and organizations across the state, some of whom are here today, such as the League of Women Voters, Nexus Executive Women's Alliance, Iowa Women Lead Change, 50-50 in 2020, and the Friends of the Iowa Commission on the Status of Women to advance women's leadership. I thank the women who have served and are serving in political office, some of whom are here today. I also thank the women and men I've been fortunate to work with at Iowa State University, especially our team at the CAT Center, to develop the leadership skills of the next generation and encourage them to become more active and engaged in politics and public service. Finally, I want to thank my family. My husband Keith is here. Chris and Beth are not here because they attended my retirement parties last week. And also my friends, which I think back in the back, my posse from Ames, Iowa, who've come to see me today for their support. And I encourage all of you to continue this important work, to advance the participation and representation of women in politics for the future of the state and nation. Thank you.